Well, I see Immigration Department statistics indicate that members of the cheer squad calling for Australia's refugee intake to be lifted live in affluent suburbs which take in few refugees. Malcolm Turnbull could go on holidays, quite frankly, because Peter Dutton's won the election. There's no way in the world. Peter Dutton's performance this week has been unbelievable. That is the best performance in a long, long time. Stuck to his guns, and the cheer squad are out there supporting him from the cheap seats. But, of course, there are others who are the cheer squad for more refugees. The Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, who wants to increase the current intake from 13,750 to 50,000. He lives in the Surf Coast local government area near Victoria's Great Ocean Road. That area settled fewer than five refugees between 2010 and 2015. The Human Rights Commissioner, isn't she something, Gillian Triggs, is listed as living in the city of Sydney. That local government area took in 247 refugees over the last 5 years. She formerly lived in Wallara. They took in 14 over the last 5 years. Good to be sort of wise about who should come and where they should be, but not in my backyard, not in my spare bedroom. The Greens MP Adam Bandt lives in Moonee Ponds, part of a local government area which took in 151 refugees in 5 years. Sarah Hanson-Young, she lives in Mitcham in East Adelaide. It took 114 refugees over 5 years. The refugee advocate Julian Burnside lives in Hawthorne in Melbourne. His local government area took in 79 refugees over 5 years. Though, to be fair to Julian Burnside, he has sheltered refugees at his home since the year 2000. However, Fairfield in Sydney's west took in almost 6,000 refugees between 2010 and 2015, and the greater Dandenong area in Melbourne took in almost 4,000. No wonder these advocates are out of touch with public opinion. With the exception, perhaps, of Julian Burnside, they've got no experience of the reality of refugee settlement.